أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلو صدقوا الله لكان خيرا لهم. We have started this chapter on truthfulness, that we should develop the quality of being true. And as we will read, this truthfulness is not just speaking the truth, but there are very many aspects of it. And this is also one of the things that we should endeavor, strive for, to bring in our lives, to be truthful. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَلَوْ صَدَقُ اللَّهِ. Had those people been truthful to Allah Ta'ala, that is, in their iman and their obedience to Allah Ta'ala. In our iman, if we are true to Allah and the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, لَكَانَ, then this truthfulness of ours, خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, is better for us, is better for those people. This ayat was revealed on the occasion where the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum desired that jihad must be made farad upon them. And jihad was first the Sahaba had desired it. After that, Allah Ta'ala made jihad farad. So when they had requested this, it was all the believers. And when Allah made it farad, then amongst the believers, those who were weak in iman and those who were pretending they got iman, that is the munafiqeen, they thought that mort has come on them, we are going to die now, that jihad has become for us. So Allah said that in their call that they wanted jihad to be made for us, had they been truthful in this, accepted it and obeyed Allah Ta'ala, then this would have been much more better for them. This refers to very many aspects of our lives. Like, for example, Allah Ta'ala had taken the pledge of alist. That is, before we came in this world, Allah asked all of us, alistu bi rabbikum. But when we came in this world, there we all accepted and we said, undoubtedly, O Allah, you are our Rabb. But when we came in this world, then many people have believed in that, followed on that Allah is the creator, nourisher, sustainer, He controls everything. And unfortunately, there are many people who have denied this and falsified it. And they have attributed it to all material things, that this life is carrying on is just a natural life. Time is the thing that we are living in, and when our time is over, we will die. It is not at the workings of Allah Ta'ala. So for all that, this applies, that if we are true to Allah, to that covenant that we made, that, O Allah, you are our Rabb, we are your servants, you are the controller of everything, we are totally subservient to you, this would have been better for everyone. In the same way, Buzurgs have written that we say that we believe in the Akhirat, but the way our effort is as though it is only for dunya, as though we are going to live for and ever for in this dunya, and we hardly really make any effort for the Akhirat. So in there also, if we should have been truthful, we say we believe in taqdeer, that whatever is written is going to happen, but our lives are such that when taqdeer takes its course, we start wailing, complaining, screaming, and we don't want to accept that decree of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also the way we prepare for our worldly life, all our asbab that we choose, as though there is no taqdeer whatsoever. We say we believe in Allah Ta'ala, but the way we live our lives, as though we are in control of our affairs. We don't believe that Allah Ta'ala is in affairs as far as our actions are concerned. And in a lot of details of this, so Allah Ta'ala says in all these matters, if we were truthful to this. So it is not only being truthful in speech, which is a very, very important thing. And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, that a Muslim and lying, the two cannot go together. Either you are a Muslim or you are a liar, that is, then you are not a Muslim. But unfortunately, lying has not only become part of our life, it is an art to lie. And a person thinks he's very good when he can lie, that I just told him this and I got away with it. And we think it is an achievement to lie. Whereas for a Muslim, a lying is a thing which belies his iman, in fact. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the real values of life. And really it was the Muslims who were responsible to teach the rest of the world values of life. Not that we follow in their way of life and we just submit to all the evil and dirt and filth of their lives, but we were supposed to show them the pure life of Islam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Let us realize who we are and fulfill our object and our mission of life. Wa akhiru da'wana.